Welcome back to the game. Tyler and Mitch with you today. John is in Florida. K-State baseball gets its season started tomorrow. Four games the Wildcats will be competing in over the next 4 days. You'll be able to hear those here on News Radio KMAN with John Kurtz behind the mic. A big-time commitment out of college basketball recruiting earlier today. Trey Young is a five-star point guard from Norman, Oklahoma. And he was deciding between staying at home and going to OU, going to Kansas and playing for Bill Self, or going to Kentucky. But it was pretty widely speculated that it was just between OU and Kansas that he was deciding between. He decides to stay home and play for Lon Kruger and picks the Sooners over Kansas. And I'm looking at his numbers from this season. This is amazing. Okay, so he's averaging... And I know, Mitch, you haven't seen these. He's averaging 5 assists a game. Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. High school.
Good
high school
for a point guard.
Yeah, decent for a point guard. 5 rebounds a game. Solid for a point guard. It's all right.
It's actually pretty decent, yeah.
How many points do you think he's averaging?
28.
Higher.
Oh, 32.
Higher.
36.
Higher.
It's like the Price is Right. 41.
Higher.
45.
43.
My goodness.
He is averaging 43.1 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds a game. KU wanted him really bad, and they are unable to get him, which of course meant good stuff on social media. Saw that today, seeing a couple tweets. Trey Young didn't think this through. He would have been more of a distraction than an asset. Have fun playing in the NIT at Oklahoma for 4 years. All of that good stuff. And, you know, again, I'm not trying to single out KU. Every fan base has those fans, but it's still entertaining, especially with KU being one of those programs that not only expects to get the guys they want, but especially when you're going up against, like, an Oklahoma or a program that just is not quite at that same level. But this is really big for OU and for Lon Kruger because they have had a really miserable season this year. They just lost Jordan Woodard to a torn ACL, and so things are looking even worse for them, although they were able to beat Texas the other night. But they're 3-10 in conference play, 9-16 overall. It's going to be a losing season for them after going to the Final Four last year. But that's what separates coaches like Lon Kruger from a lot of other coaches around the country. They can have a setback like this, but he finds a way to respond and keep some optimism around the program. You would not think that OU fans would be very excited about their basketball program right now, considering they went to the Final Four last year and are 9-16 this year and have basically no guys from that Final Four team. But they're pretty excited about the young freshmen that they currently have. They do have a couple of guys that are really talented and are going to be all Big 12 caliber. And then you make headlines today by signing a player like Trey Young or getting a commitment from a five-star point guard like Trey Young, and it really does a lot to as a shot in the arm to the fan base and the fan support for the program. That's something that Oklahoma has and something that K-State has actually kind of lacked during Bruce Weber's tenure. You know, Bruce Weber has had some success on the court, but when they have faded over these last couple of seasons and not made the NCAA tournament, it's been difficult to get real, real excited about the guys that they've brought in. Now, they're good. Xavier Sneed is good. Dean Wade is good. Kamau Stokes is good. But they're not guys that are going to get headlines like this and ones that you think can come in and, as a freshman, potentially be, you know, a player of the year kind of candidate. That's what you need to keep the excitement going. And Oklahoma is a place that they've been able to do that. K-State is not.
I wouldn't call Oklahoma exciting no matter what, unless you have Buddy Hield on the floor, which he'll never play there again, luckily, but this might be another Buddy Hield.
Could
if
be.
He can score the ball 20-something times a game, who knows how good he is from the free throw line. He grabs boards. How tall is he?
He's 6'2". 6'2".
So, yeah, okay, but I bet he can he'll adjust just fine to the college game. He made the smart decision. I don't know what his grades are like, but he made the smart decision because he's going to play.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, he'll be the top man on campus.
Yeah, absolutely. As a freshman, if he stays 4 years, he will be one of the greatest in Oklahoma, I bet.
But we'll see if he stays 4 years. I mean, that's still way down the road. I did enjoy this part of the story. He actually was a ball boy for OU when Blake Griffin was playing in Norman.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Okay.
It's kind of interesting.
A little bit.
He's been, you know, a lifelong Norman resident and wanted to stay at home. He says that Norman has always been his home, always going to be his home. I can respect that, definitely. It would have been, I don't want to say a cop-out, but maybe you could say it's the easy way out to go to KU in that kind of a situation, a place where you know that you're probably going to win 4 Big 12 titles. May take a little longer for you to get on the floor. You may be riding the bench a little bit while you're winning those rings. I don't know. That's just my thoughts on it, but big pickup for Oklahoma. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Going to head to our last break of this first hour. We'll talk to start off the second hour about Bruce Weber's job status, what Mitch and I think about K-State's coach and his current situation. You might be surprised by some of the things that we have to say. You'll also hear some audio from Bruce Weber and Wesley Iwundu after the Wildcats lose to Iowa State at Bramlage Coliseum last night. It wasn't a good night for K-State basketball of either gender, as the K-State women fell in Morgantown to West Virginia. We'll have a recap of that coming up to finish off Hour 1 next.